It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass kickers. Like you, there are certain things that capture a ton of my attention. One of those things is thinking about women and their self-worth. I think about the roots of self-worth, how, when, and where we get started with beliefs that don't serve us, and the impact of living our lives thinking we are less than worthy. And I always end up thinking about how much I admire women who are truly comfortable with who they are in their own skin. I also spend a lot of time coaching women on issues that crop up in their lives because they have a warped sense of what their worth actually is. Those women are definitely not comfortable and usually wish they were in anyone else's skin but their own. Those women can be compassionate with someone else, but when they're in that same place, they have little to no capacity for forgiving themselves or connecting to their own hearts. They've bought into their limiting beliefs about things like money and use that to determine how they manage their wallets. And even though they know full well that silence doesn't fucking work, they keep their mouths closed far too often and always pay the price afterwards. And then living in their own skin becomes even harder. What's your self-worth like? How much does your perceived self-worth dictate your decisions and behaviors? How much do you really value yourself? How much are you truly prepared to stand up for your own skin? Everything we do every day, every thought, every feeling, and every action is based on that value. Is it time to do a checkup on your self-worth? Is it time to look at how much you love yourself and what you might need to move out of the way to increase your self-love practice? Is it time for your next life goal to be about getting super comfortable in that skin of yours? Because life is way too short to be living with a feeling that you just don't have what it takes. You have exactly what it takes. And that kind of DIY ass kicking you'll be giving yourself takes great courage and bravery. And I admire that just as much as I admire the women in our lives who are already there.